When I was 13, a couple of my precocious, or so I like to think now, friends and I passed around a paperback version of Vladimir Nabokov's infamous novel Lolita, looking for the good parts it was rumored to contain. While the promised titillation was nowhere to be found in the oft-misunderstood masterpiece, I did come away awestruck by Nabokov's dizzying, dazzling, sometimes confusing language, enough so that I hold Nabokov primarily responsible for my arguably adult word nerd proclivities, from collecting words to my obsession with etymology and the history within words. It was in Nabokov's writing that I learned of the concept, and many specific examples of, so-called untranslatables, or, from my Anglocentric perspective, foreign words that arguably have no English equivalent. You've probably heard some of the more popular examples, such as Heareth and Saudade, each referring to a kind of longing or homesickness, but for something that has been lost or a home you can't return to. One of these untranslatables, you can't see my air quotes around the word, but obviously if the word were truly untranslatable, I'd have nothing to talk about, so we'll just roll with it, is our word this week, poshlist, spelled posh, lost. Depending on who you talk to, poshlist encompasses banality and kitsch, vulgarity and triviality, all riddled with a lack of spirituality and an overt physicality, even a sexuality. Like many of these untranslatables, poshlist is packed with cultural connotations from the world of the original language. In Anton Chekhov's classic story, The Lady with the Dog, the titular lady, Anna, breaks down in the bed of her new acquaintance and lover, saying she is now a poshlaya woman. Constant Garnett's 1904 translation renders poshlaya as a vulgar, contemptible woman whom anyone may despise. While the controversial translation tag team of Richard Pevere and Larissa Volokonsky choose a trite, trashy woman whom anyone can despise. But neither of these quite capture the simultaneous, contradictory notions of self-satisfaction and evident falsity that is poshlist. Nabokov spends no less than a dozen pages on poshlist in his essay on Gogol's novel Dead Souls, and he performs a couple of prototypically Nabokovian moves in doing so. First, he transliterates the term as a pun, posh lust, L-U-S-T, more obviously embracing the vulgarity and physicality in his English version. Second, he digs deep into how poshlist differs from its would-be synonyms. He lists cheap, sham, smutty, and highfalutin, among others, by cracking the word open to reveal its literary and cultural mechanism. Nabokov writes, "Russians have or had a special name for smug philistinism, poshlist. Poshlism is not only the obviously trashy, but mainly the falsely important, the falsely beautiful, the falsely clever, the falsely attractive. To apply the deadly label of poshlism to something is not only an aesthetic judgment, but a moral indictment." Nabokov goes on to claim, and here is perhaps why the word resonates so strongly with me now, that it is possible that the term itself has been so nicely devised by Russians because of the cult of simplicity and good taste in old Russia. The Russia of today, a country of moral imbeciles, of smiling slaves and poker-faced bullies, has stopped noticing poshlism because Soviet Russia is so full of its special brand, a blend of despotism and pseudo-culture. Despotism and pseudo-culture, falsity and willing delusion, our world of polarized politics and carefully curated social media lives practically demands a word like poshlist. For more on poshlist, examples of many other untranslatables, including a project collecting untranslatable words related to well-being, and links to an absorbing dictionary of these irreplaceable terms, all of which should make you feel happy feelings of Merak, go to katexic.com/KUAC.